right now, transfers, all internet transfers have to go through a federal firearms license. All interstate have to go through in other words, from Illinois to Indiana, have to go through an FFL. All new guns go through an FFL. The gun show loophole is a total lie. It's a total misrepresentation is all that it is. Okay? They've even issued new guidelines. Go on the internet and look at them. It's totally confusing and absolutely arbitrary. I mean, I wish he hated ISIS as much as he hates the Second Amendment. The affected parties, collectors, for instance. I know collectors that will go to a show upgrading and might trade seven times in one day to get to the piece they want. What about legal owners that wish to sell their private property? Okay, they're legal. The net result of this is there's not going to be any effect on crime. It's more government intrusion on law-abiding citizens. It can turn lawful citizens into criminals, and it's just propagating more distrust of the government about that bases a law on a lie to propagate a political agenda. That's all this is doing. There are some things they can do. For instance, as a gun show or as a gun dealer, I can tell you, why aren't they out here whenever we get a denial? Okay, why don't they investigate them? A denial means the government says you should own a firearm, but you've just made an attempt to buy one, and that is illegal. Why don't they prosecute all the attempts by illegal people to buy them? I'll tell you another thing that would help. Give the dealers access a nationwide dealer nix for stolen guns. Okay, when I buy a used gun, it's just good business. If I know it's stolen, I can instantly confiscate it, call law enforcement, and we've stopped a potential crime gun. And there ain't a gun owner in the country that wouldn't give his right arm to recover his stolen property. Okay, those are all things we can't do. Okay, there are alternatives that will accomplish the goal without treading on lawful gun owners. I mean, it really is, it's sad. It is absolutely sad. And the thing that really gets me, I am an FFL dealer. This is a for me, means absolutely nothing because I'm already doing everything that's required of me. I am an FFL dealer. I can tell you as a gun owner, I'm tired of the Second Amendment being attacked. Why doesn't he go after ISIS? Like I said, every day we'll have people come in here that get denials. Why don't, instead of hiring 260 new investigators, why don't they bring an investigator down here and let's go after these people and find out why are they denied? Okay? That'll put a short circuit in all of this. And like I said, a national tracing center where I, as a gun dealer, can say, hey, this is not a new gun. This is a used gun. Let's go in there and punch this number up. It's not associated with an owner unless it comes back hot. Then I will do the association and say, hey, Joe Blow just tried to sell me this. Then you can trace it back, and it'll cut it out before the gun gets to where it shouldn't be. Those are proactive steps that will work. What he's proposing here is a zero net. It's just an aggravation to the American people. As a matter of fact, if they really wanted to reduce right now, if they wanted to reduce guns in the community, if he really wanted to advocate gun control, make Americans feel safe, this doesn't do it. Go after ISIS. That'll help. Is there anything else I can say?